Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You are hearing correctly. Mark is back.
Welcome back, Mark. I'm here. Cantwell.
Thanks so much, Chris. From chriscantwell.com.
No, that's not my website.
I'm sorry, christophercantwell.com. Does somebody have chriscantwell.com?
Yeah, somebody else has that website. And unlike Ron Paul, I didn't take him to the WIPO and try to wrestle it away from him. So
his name's probably Chris Cantwell.
He's not even using it. It's just like a dead domain, but it's registered. And
well, why don't you offer him some money for it?
Why would I do that?
I don't know. So
how many URLs do I need,
so
really?
So you can redirect it back?
Because I had ChristopherCantwell.com and ChristopherCantwell.net and ChristopherCantwell.org, and I'm like, oh, I'll just let these things expire and let some trolls take them up and make fake websites on me. I don't care.
Well, as long as you don't care, I guess it doesn't really matter that much.
Yeah, you know, keep them talking.
So I am back from, I went down to Acapulco for the event called Anarchapulco over, I guess it was 3 or 4 days. I don't know how long. I don't remember my last show.
You went down to Acapulco for some unknown period of time. Were you wasted the entire time in Mexico, Mark?
I was not wasted the entire time. There was one evening when I probably drank more than I should, but usually when that happens, I make good by not drinking there for, you know, some period of time afterwards. So actually, there was an evening, and nothing has happened since, frankly, as far as the drinking goes.
It was like a I'm never drinking again type of night, really.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times in my life I felt that way, but
it
was one of those times.
Oh, yeah. I know that feeling all too well. I try to avoid saying that, you know, because it doesn't usually end up working out that way, but I know the feeling.
I don't know that I take myself too seriously when I say those things, but that's the case. So I had a really great time. I think the event in Acapulco, as far as the speakers go, was above average. I felt like the speakers were very impressive, and considering what Jeff Berwick, the organizer, paid to get them down, basically, it was incredibly good, because I don't think there were any paid speakers. I think it was
really,
yeah, like, you know, maybe some travel and hotel costs were taken care of, but that's really, you know, pretty much it. And that was, so that's very impressive. And, you know, it's hard not to like Acapulco in, you know, February and March.
Especially coming from New Hampshire, which, as I'm leaving the house today, I'm like, oh, it's snowing again.
Well,
again.
It's true. But even Texas was cold. People were visiting from Austin area, and Texas was cold that time of year, too. So, and it's beautiful there. Folks that haven't been to Acapulco, it's pretty impressive. So, anyway, had a great time. Free Talk Live, it is, among other things, a show about your calls. So we'll take them here. Just a second, AC, calling in from Ohio. But our numbers are, just so you know, 855-450-3733. That's the telephone line, or you can use the Skype line. Our username is lrn.fm. You do have to send a contact request. We will click on it as quickly as we can. Let's go to AC in Ohio. AC, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I got a fun story to share with you, start off your night. Apparently, about ISIS. And it turns out that Obama is actually a member of ISIS.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. apparently, I shared a link to the video on your guys' Facebook page. You guys can look out when we're done.
Okay, so freetalklive.com, on the Facebook page. Okay, so there's a link to a video from you on the Facebook page.
Yeah, it's a short video. Victoria Jackson, who is a former Saturday Night Live comedian, apparently she was on some news program a few weeks ago, and she was basically talking about Obama's Christianity or whatever, which, you know.
Is this the lady that from a long time back, she's blonde and kind of does the ditzy thing and she's kind of big into her Christianity?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
She goes on the whole, the typical Obama is a secret Muslim, and she says he's actually a member of ISIS.
Is this Pamela Geller?
No. What'd you call her name? What was her name?
Victoria Jackson. Victoria.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So she made the claim that he's an Isisian, all right?
Yeah. And I'm like, how is that possible? Is he, like, having a moment for breakfast?
Oh, it's ridiculous. Did she have any, did she have anything to back it up with? Like, you know, when you make a claim like that, you probably should have a fact or two.
She says that he doesn't act very Christian because he supports gay marriage and things like that. And I'm like, well, whatever on that. I care less what that means.
That's the fact? Okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, ISIS is all about the gay marriage.
And everybody who's listening to me right now who is not for gay marriage is a member of ISIS. Or, yeah, that's what it is. Or yeah. If she is for ISIS. I don't know. And none of this makes any damn sense. Okay, so that's the claim, Victoria Jackson. Got it. If you believe that Obama is a member of ISIS, I'd like to hear what you have to say to back that up at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It sounds like a patently ludicrous claim. I do, however, hear on a relatively regular basis that he's a Muslim, for which I have no problem if he is a Muslim, particularly. It seems like a trick. People use shorthand. Basically, this is code words for saying he's different. And, you know, so I don't have a problem with him being black. Should I care whether he's Muslim, too? If you have a problem with Obama being a Muslim, that is a prejudice towards other...
I would say that, you know, being Muslim is a little bit different than being black. Being black is not a bunch of ideas in your head, right? I mean, a religion is an ideology. It's a way of thinking. I would draw the very real distinction between race and religion.
Right, but I guess AC's gone now.
Thank you, AC.
What I'm trying to say is that these things are comparative. Generally, somebody who would say that Obama is a Muslim would be fine with somebody being a Christian, right?
Generally, probably,
and,
yeah.
And being a Christian is just a set of ideas in your head. You know, being a Muslim doesn't necessarily mean good, bad ideas or whatever it is. It's just a set of ideas. So it's just kind of this way to say that this person's different. I don't like people that are different. Please make him go away. I really hate that my world's been disturbed by somebody who's different. But at the same time, the same people are having those problems would likely be having problems if we had a white Christian Democrat in office like we did from 1992 to 2000.
Yeah, my biggest problem with Obama being a Muslim would be that he believed in God.
Yeah. I would like to talk, I believe in God, but I would like to talk more about what his ideas are and what he tries to implement.
Wait, you believe in God?
I do.
You know what? So does ISIS.
That's right.
That's a really important distinction here. We better get the Department of Homeland Security on you, buddy.
I do, however, believe in a different God than the ISISians. There you go.
Okay.
I've been trying to figure...
Is that like a thing, or did you make that up, ISISians?
Oh, I just made that up.
You just made that up? That's very creative of you.
Yeah. Another thing that people, go after Obama for is being gay, as though it would matter to me in the least if he were.
Right. My biggest problem with Obama being gay is that he's screwing everyone.
My biggest problem with Obama being the first gay president is that he's a president.
Yes, yeah, that would be a pretty serious problem. And, you know, he might want to mention that, right? Be like, hey, you know, I'm, I almost said something that people would have taken out of context. The out-of-context Cantwell Twitter account would have had fun with that. But, like, yeah, people have said that. Who's the guy, Larry Sinclair or whatever, said that they were, like, getting down in the back of a cab smoking crack and having, like, a little gay sex scene, and he wrote this whole book about it. You have no idea what I'm talking about?
I really don't. I find these attacks to be just so absurd. This is shorthand for people that don't want to think.
Yeah, the guy who, I don't know if more than one person made the claim, but there was this guy, I think his name was Larry Sinclair, and I met him at, I think it was Liberty Fest NYC one year that he was there, and he was like a, he's kind of a weird guy, and I was like, I don't know why this guy would be, you know, telling this story. I mean, if it's true, crazier things have certainly happened, right? Maybe this guy was, you know, smoking crack, having gay sex with the President of the United States, but, you know, didn't seem like the guy, what's the word I'm looking for? Was traveling in the highest class of circles, right?
Yeah. And you would think that if that was the circumstance for you, that you would be of a certain caliber, as it were.
Right.
Like, it should be somewhat believable, but Then you look at the Hugh Grant. Do I have the actor right that got caught with the hooker?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's an actor that got Hugh Grant. I don't know. I'm not very good at these names. That got caught with some gal who.
We gotta watch more TV. Keep our pop culture.
Indeed. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming, but is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
Things aren't the same as they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have reality TV. Back then, it was just reality. The most exciting thing that ever happened was when Jimmy got his head stuck in a gopher hole. And trust me, that's not a show anyone would binge watch. Yep, we didn't have much entertainment, but switching our car insurance to GEICO was pretty exciting.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. And you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
ChristopherCantwell.com. So, I was just telling about how I had come back from Anarchapulco, and what a great time and what a beautiful place it is, and the weather and all that good stuff. And when I got back, I found an article from Salon.com, who really, I mean, as far as news media that takes the libertarian perspective from a fair and balanced standpoint, you really can't find anything less qualified than Salon.com.
Yeah, I mean, what I saw this article, too, and I actually wrote a response to it on my website. It kind of got around a little bit, and this guy, Edwin Lingar, he is apparently claims to have been a Ron Paul delegate in 2008 and went off to become a raving liberal feminist psychopath who now has like 13 articles up on Salon.com, and just everything is sort of, I was a Republican, I was a conservative, I was a libertarian, and here's why I'm a raving leftist now is all of the titles of his piece.
Well, and like you'd have to... So first off, being a Republican and being a Ron Paul delegate and being a libertarian and being a voluntarist are not all the same things, right?
No, certainly. And he says conservative and right-winger and all of these different terms, which are not all interchangeable things.
Right. So I don't, like, you can be a Republican and be a libertarian, or be a Republican and be a voluntarist. You can be a Republican and a Ron Paul delegate and a libertarian, but you can't sort of be all these things. And I think that it's, what I found from this guy is that I tend to be somewhat skeptical of his philosophical grounding in the ideas of liberty, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I had made the same remark, because it seemed to me that the guy had said that he had been a libertarian his whole life, but it was after the Ron Paul delegation, or the Ron Paul being a delegate for Ron Paul at the 2008 convention, that he saw all these conspiracy theorists, and you know, and after that it was just all over for him, because
there are certainly, there's an argument within the liberty sphere about people, you know, conspiracy theorists, whether they're a net benefit or a net detriment to the movement. I think if you say that we lose people based on the crackpottery of the conspiracy theorists, then you need to point out that we gain people as a result, and what does that mean? And I don't know. I mean, I think that it's just part of the argument.
Oh, well, I lost a bunch of YouTube subscribers, because we had the segment last week where you and I were talking about the chemtrails, and I posted the video. It was enough of the damn chemtrails, and a bunch of my YouTube subscribers were like, bah, you're hiding the truth from everybody, bah, right? Yes. They unsubbed and yelled at me and called me nasty names, but I don't care, because it was kind of like a ridiculous thing, I think.
My experience is, on being on the radio, is there are lots of people that will... everybody's rigid in their thought processes and that kind of thing. There's no such, you know, there are very few truly open-minded people. It's very difficult to communicate with people. When you're on the radio, you're trying to attract as many people as possible, be as convincing as you possibly can, but you can't convince all people at all the times. What I've found is the most rigid people that I have to deal with are conspiracy theorists, because they do not want to look at the other side of issues. It seems to me, if I'm going to use this term, and when I say conspiracy theorist, because I truly believe we're all conspiracy theorists, but I mean sort of, you know, this thing or that thing or whatever, and I don't feel... We got kicked off of a station in Kalispell, Montana, over our position essentially on chemtrails and HARP. And that was...
The radio station was like, you better tell the people about HARP or I'm going to kick you off?
No, the conspiracy theorists kept calling the radio station over and over again, saying, Free Talk Live doesn't believe everything that we believe. You must get them off the air. They hate God. Now, that's... You would expect that crap from the ultra-communist, liberal, pinko, bedwetting, panty wearers, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm surprised we haven't gotten that for attacking feminism yet. I thought that for sure we'd have been, like, kicked off, like, three or four markets by a couple of weeks into me doing that.
We probably don't have enough of those type of listeners to get it whipped up, you know, but that's what I would expect from that sphere. And so, to my mind, the far-end conspiracy theorists... The ones that believe the more radical stuff really don't act any different than, you know, the gun-grabbing feminists.
Yeah, he In any case, so this guy claims that this is what had turned him off. Anyway, this is Edwin Lingar over at Salon.com, and ever since like 2013, he's basically been posting over there about what terrible idiots libertarians are, and he has gone now and said that he went down to Honduras for a vacation. And apparently, as far as this guy is concerned, Honduras is an experiment in free markets run amok.
Where did he get this idea?
Well, he went down there. And obviously the fact that what he saw was that there has been a trend lately in Honduras over recent times for the government to sort of privatize certain industries that were previously government run.
And already failed.
He talks about seeing people with guns, private security guards, and that sort of thing down there.
You mean like private security guards with guns like we have in the United States?
Well, no, it's a little bit different.
Bigger guns?
No, it's basically like hoodlums with guns in their pants that have been hired to sort of keep guard over certain stores and that sort of thing.
Okay, so people who aren't as well uniformed that are watching things.
Yeah, basically like a guy with a handgun just stuffed down the front of his pants is like the security guard outside of a place. And,
yeah.
And of course, the government isn't maintaining the roads because, of course, this is what they think. This is what all these liberals think about us. With the roads, right, is that it's not that we want the roads to be privately run and well maintained, it's that we hate roads and we just
hate a road.
It was so funny what he said. I had like a meme of that I put on meme generator. It was like a picture of myself yelling and it was titled road hating anarchist. But the I want to pull up the thing about the roads real quick. So he goes, I took a van trip across the country starting in Copan, where there are must-see Mayan ruins, across to a Caribbean sea to a ferry that took my family to Rotan Island. The trip from Copan to the coast took a full 6 hours, and we had two flat tires. The word treacherous is inadequate. A better description is post-apocalyptic. We did not see one speed limit sign in hundreds of kilometers. Not one.
You don't need a speed limit sign when it's full of potholes.
Right.
Like, they're kind of like really cheap road bumps.
People drive around each other on the right and the left in every manner possible. The road was clogged with horses, scooters, and bicycles. People traveled in every conceivable manner along the crumbling arterial. Few cars have license plates, and one taxi driver told me that the private company responsible for making them went bankrupt. Instead of traffic stops, there are military checkpoints every so often, because this is the libertarian paradise that he's warning us about.
What's the difference between a military checkpoint and a traffic stop?
And fully automatics instead of semi-autos, I'm not entirely sure.
The color of the uniform? I mean, really, the bullet will kill you just as dead, liberal.
The roads seemed more dangerous to me than the gang violence. The greatest examples of libertarianism in action are the hundreds of men, women, and children.
I'm so glad that he found the roads in Honduras more dangerous than gang violence.
Yeah. Oh, man. And he said, so the men, women, and children standing alongside the roads all over Honduras. The government won't fix the roads, so these desperate entrepreneurs fill in potholes with shovels of dirt or debris. They then stand next to the filled-in potholes, soliciting tips from grateful motorists. That is the wet dream of libertarian private sector innovation.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Attention listeners, SurvivorLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's a limited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733 to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
855-450-3733. I should have mentioned that this is Ian's night off, and he is out doing something else. So, Cantwell, you didn't get a chance to come to the wine tasting for the Cameron Hughes wines that we had, did you?
No, I really should have, though. I heard great things about it.
It was really great. Now, these bottles were between, you know, basically would be, if they were sold by their original producers, the original wineries, it'd be $70 to $100, in some cases even more expensive than $100 bottles of wine. But Cameron Hughes, they sell their bottles about as low as $10, $10-$15 for a bottle of wine. They make it very easy for you to get high end wines. What they do is they go to these wineries, they take their overstocks, and then they relabel them and they sell them. You'll never know who it is, but you'll still have that high quality wine, and it is delicious. They're available nationwide. All you have to go to chwines.com. It's chwines.com, and make an order, because I think you'll be delighted. Now, what's really important here to understand is...
And make sure that H is before the W, because if the H comes after the W, then you're going to be at like a liberal feminist site about whining about C's and H's and...
Wine.
CHWines.com.
Gotcha. See, it's a wine joke. CHWine.com. Wine. And what's expensive about wine
Stop
is...
whining!
Shipping it through the mail. It's heavy. Well, here's a, if you use my coupon code, you get free shipping.
Shipping on wine?
Yeah, I spoke to Cameron Hughes, and he was really cool about it. By the way, he took a little time to step down and complain about post-prohibition America and how it's difficult to sell alcoholic beverages and stuff. Like, I had a great time talking to him about that. The guy's on board as far as all that stuff goes. Anyway, this is where...
Man, it'll be easier to sell in the black market.
It's all, you get free shipping if you use coupon code FTL at chwine.com. There's a in the upper left hand corner is a microphone. Just click on that and put in my code FTL. Don't wait. You totally need to try this wine right now. It's amazing, and this offer simply will not last. chwine.com, coupon code FTL.
Yeah, once this guy figures out how much he's losing to ship the wine to you for free, he's not going to keep that up. Have you guys ever done a drunk Free Talk Live?
No.
Never?
No.
How long have you been doing the show?
12 years.
12 years? You've like never done a drunk episode?
No. You think I want to hang out and drink with Ian?
Well, there's that. I mean, me and Eddie, we would get drunk at some garbage podcast. I think it was episode 7, I want to say, is hidden from the interwebs. It got so bad that I was like, I don't even want this out there.
I wonder how bad it would be. You see, drunk people think that they're much more interesting than they are.
Yeah.
Like, if drunk people were interesting, bars would have stadium seating, right? Like, you can sit there, put microphones on drunk people and just listen to these really entertaining people. But that doesn't happen because they're not entertaining.
Well, sometimes. I mean, I go to, you know, either karaoke nights or open mics. So there are people who get up there and actually have some interesting things to say. But generally speaking, it's a good generality to say these drunk people are not nearly as good as they think they are.
Yeah, I would say that's the case. So, it sounds entertaining. Let's drink and do a Some Garbage podcast.
Yeah,
I don't care.
So go to chwines.com, get some wine shipped to you for free with code FTL, and then you can get drunk and feel interesting. We were sort of going off on this story, this Edwin Lingard. Do we have some money? Is in?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I just let them know. Okay. So on the main line, there are two kinds of neighborhoods, slums. So we were talking before we went out before. There's this guy over at Salon who claims he used to be a libertarian that he wrote this article about his Honduras vacation. This is like some libertarian paradise, basically, because the government ceased to function.
Right. And I, if this guy was a libertarian, I've read several of his articles. If this guy was a libertarian, he did not understand the ideas of liberty at all, or he is a lying a-hole, right? What are the two choices? Because he trots out every single used-up canard, every debunked notion about the ideas of liberty, and he will use them over and over again as though they have never been debunked and that nobody has ever thought about these things.
Yeah, basically, I mean,
you have to write an article to be this dishonest because you could never sit on a television program, you could never be on a radio program and actually talk to somebody and have your ideas questioned and get away with it. This is why I don't like articles.
Yeah, like even MSNBC would have more intellectual integrity than to release this. This could only appear on a website like Salon.com. Well, I would go so far as to say that Salon.com has lower journalistic standards than MSNBC. Not that I think that MSNBC has particularly high standards. But his premise is basically that because the government in Honduras ceased to function, that this is some kind of libertarian paradise. But what I looked into, and
well, this is the same old joke as if you don't like
move to Somalia,
move to Somalia, that one, as though the United States government, going in and destabilizing Somalia every time they try to put together some kind of functioning government over the course of the last nearly 30 years now, somehow is a liberty paradise. I mean, these ideas aren't in conjunction. Plus, the ideas of liberty take time to take hold. You can't just look at something today and assume that that's that everything's great.
Well, and in the case of Somalia and in Honduras, this is a situation where a socialist dictatorship basically collapsed. They were both military dictatorships that basically was a state-run economy is what happened. I mean, sure. Up through the mid-90s in Honduras, there was the government deficit was something like 85% foreign funded, mostly by the United States in Honduras. They had a military dictatorship which completely controlled the economy, guaranteed all loans. It was a state-run, state-financed economy. And basically, when things started going toe up over there, if you will, then the foreign lenders were basically like, hey, you can't afford to do this anymore, so guess what? You're going to have to privatize your industries. You can't continue to subsidize everything. And, of course, what happens is when you have a corrupt dictatorship running your economy and it starts privatizing, it doesn't exactly auction everything off in the fairest of manners. It goes and it auctions them off in a way that enriches the cronies in the government.
And I'm not sure auctioning is necessarily the best way to go about privatizing any particular industry. I understand. I have value for an auction, but the fairer their auction, the better, and it's difficult. When the government's in play, it's unlikely you're going to get a fair auction.
Right. Who gets to bid and who has the wealth already been distributed to in that country that has the money to buy it, because the nationalization of industry was putting people into poverty before the thing happened in the first place.
Let's go to Ryan in Massachusetts. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, this might be neither here nor there, but Mark, when you mentioned if drunk people were interesting, they would build arenas to them. Have you ever heard of Jimmy Buffett?
Have you been drinking, Ryan?
Any number of people. A little bit, but the great...
But there you go. See, Ryan's one of those people that can tell a joke after being drunk if it's
Steve
good.
Miller, man. Where do you live? What do you live in?
Oh, he wins.
Point well taken, sir.
Ryan wins the radio.
Yeah. Okay.
So I thought, when this guy talks about his, using Honduras as some kind of liberty yardstick, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, yeah, and Rob Wenzel replied to this over at Target Liberty also. Rob runs Economic Policy Journal as well, and he had written that they have, like, the most complex minimum wage law in the entire world. Like, for me to try to recite it on the radio would just be a painful exercise that nobody would stay tuned through. But
right, and this is something that never gets pointed out by people who want to use, failed states as, ideas for liberty is, hey, look, these places aren't listed as the most economically free on, the Heritage Foundation or the Fraser Institute's most economically free economies charts.
Yeah, I think Honduras was like 179 out of 189 or something to that effect.
Right. I mean, so this is, radically irresponsible to call this place a libertarian paradise?
And it's libertarian because it sucks is basically his premise.
855 450 free. Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from shinybadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at shinybadges.com, write worms in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
So we are headed off to the Texas Bitcoin Conference at the end of this month. It's March the 28th and 29th down in Austin, Texas. It's going to be a great event.
Are we?
We being Free Talk Live, not I haven't bought a ticket for you. Well, sorry about that.
I think I can get like $25 off though if I use a code, right?
Yeah, you absolutely can. I'll let me tell you about it. It's, if you go to TexasBitcoinConference.com, the normal ticket price is $150. You use coupon code FTL. Get it for $125. There's going to be great speakers there. Jason King, Robert Murphy, Vitalik Buterin, Charlie Shrim, David Johnston, and Subbalanair, who is IBM's architect of their blockchain technology. She'll be flying in from India. And George Gilder, who's the guy who practically created Reaganomics. It's going to be a great event. I think the most important event, the highlight, is the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. So please come join us. A great time will be had by all at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. I think this is the premier Bitcoin conference. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Go get your coupon code. Use that coupon code FTL and get your ticket there. Let's go to the phones. Got Creighton calling in from Kentucky. Creighton, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
How's it going, guys? I wanted.
I'm glad
to...
you asked, Creighton. I've go ahead.
I wanted to talk about true conspiracies by the U.S. government.
Okay, there's lots of these.
lots of these, and I wanted to talk about chemtrails and how you can examine that thoughtfully. actually determine for yourself if you think if it's real. But okay. Let's talk about, first of all, what is the point of a chemtrail? I mean, this theory has been going on for at least 40 years.
Depopulate the planet.
40 years? 40 years?
At least.
Okay.
And so pretty much since the dawn of jet engines, and the idea being is that somebody's putting chemicals in these jet streams, presumably to cause harm of some kind.
Yeah, and it's obvious that there are contrails out there, because if there weren't, the sheer quantity of liquid that it would take to make these the things that you see in the sky, it would be dumped out of the plane in too short a period of time to make most of these lines.
Free Talk Live, it's all chemtrails all the time. Go ahead, sir.
But what bothers me about the idea is that if the goal is to cause some kind of harm to the public, and this has been going on for 40 years, how successful have they been?
It's a government program, sir. It's supposed to fail.
This is kind of my argument with the fluoride in the water argument. So many people will tell you with the fluoride in the water that the intention is to make is to turn the voters into doe-eyed mush brains that can't make their own decisions.
That seems to be working out fantastically.
Well, until you realize that Keene, New Hampshire doesn't put fluoride in the water, would you say, Christopher Cantwell, that the town in which you live, that somehow people are better informed here, more active, smarter?
No, I would not. I would not say that. However,
so there's plenty of things to look the other direction.
Well, there could still be. I don't think. What did I read about the Keene water supply? Somebody mentioned something about the water here. That's. It's not that the city is fluoridating it, but there's something about the water here that somebody had said to me that they weren't a big fan of, and I don't recall what it is.
I couldn't tell you.
But also, these people were probably drinking fluoridated water before they moved from somewhere else. There's probably chlorine in the water. There's probably other chemicals in the water.
There's a good portion of the population that lives out in the country and drinks regular well water. Those folks, you can't.
I didn't say that fluoride was the source of all stupidity, Mark. I just said that it seemed to be working well. If you wanted to dumb down a population, whatever they're doing is working out magnificently.
I think that what they're doing probably has far more to do with the public schools than it has to do with the fluoride in the water. That's all my claim with
point well taken.
And there's a lovely example of a very true conspiracy right there.
I heard this really whacked out conspiracy that every 4 years this whole group of people gets together to choose a person who will violently rule over 320 million people in the United States.
And strangely, that one's true too.
Yeah, and they do it all over the television. I mean, you watch C-SPAN, you see conspiracies happening all the time, right? I mean, a whole bunch of guys get together, a bunch of power-hungry sociopaths get together and decide, hey, we're going to tell everybody to do this or go to prison.
And I hate that the conspiracy theories are
even
late.
Even better, you use an example of the presidential election. You go out there and ask most of these people, vast majority of these people think they're actually voting for someone. When it's just a poll. A public opinion poll, when it has to go to the Electoral College. You tell these people what the Electoral College is, and most of them are look at you like you're crazy. That's a conspiracy theory right there, and it's wide open.
Yeah, another thing is if you don't know what the Electoral College is, you probably shouldn't be casting a vote for president anyhow. Then again, the vote for president is probably the least valuable vote you're going to cast. So, that gets...
it's the one everybody gets ginned up about because that's their that's what the television tells them to care about.
A lot of people will lay the blame of conspiracy theories at the feet of Alex Jones, for instance. He's a big-time talk show host that talks about conspiracy theories. But when I listen to Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and I listen to these shows, these guys are constantly theorizing about what the Democrats think and what the liberals are doing. Rush Limbaugh will go so far as to say, to claim that he knows those liberals like he knows every inch of his glorious naked body.
Oh yeah, I mean, Glenn Beck. I'm so glad I took the satellite radio out of my car. But when I was doing it, I was listening to the Patriot Channel all the time on SiriusXM, and Glenn Beck would go off about how the Islamic faith is the Antichrist, and that there's this big showdown between the religions coming, like the big apocalyptic war of the religions, and it was just, it's complete fanaticism, completely crazy off the
wall
stuff.
Fear is the health of the state when it comes down to it. I mean, that's what it's all about, is that the reason you have to have the state is because you're fearful. People who are out mongering fear, they're doing the work of the state, whether they know it or not. Creighton?
Yes, sir.
Thanks very much for the call. If you've got to ask, you've got to
go. But, you know, but the I forgot what we were talking about. All right, you've served your purpose, sir. But, no, but I mean, at the same time, though, right? I mean, tranquility is not exactly the enemy of the state, right? If people are real comfortable with the government pushing them around and taking their money and telling them what to do, well, I don't think that that's exactly doing any damage to the state infrastructure either.
If they're not scared, they won't be tranquil. That's, you know, people that are... But what I would claim is this, that the tranquil people tend to believe that the state is out there protecting them from other things. I don't mean scared in the sense of running around in the street panic-stricken. I mean that, you know, you believe that there's these other people out there that want to ruin your life in this way or that way, and that they don't work for the government, or at least this one.
Right.
And
they're afraid that the big capitalist boogeyman is going to come take their house away.
Yeah, whatever it might be. It's always something. Let's go to Todd. Calling in from Michigan. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Chris and Mark?
You should know that because you should have been listening to the show. Why are you asking me what's going on?
I'm joking, Chris. Take a chill pill.
All right. Tell better jokes.
I just wanted to talk to you guys about the documentary Citizen 4. Have you guys seen that?
I saw it back in December down in Burns Court Theater in Sarasota, Florida. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fantastic documentary. I was glad that it won the documentary feature at the Oscars this year. But it went into great detail about how Edward Snowden came forward to Glenn Greenwald and the filmmaker, Laura Poitras, about the whole... aspect of the NSA and what the NSA was doing with all the information they're collecting from emails, from phone records, you name it. And it's interesting that all the documents that Snowden gave to Glenn Greenwald, only a tiny percentage of those documents were given to him, and they vetted those emails, and they decided that only those documents that were about the NSA listening to our phone calls, spying on every single American, should be released. And, of course, it also shows the weeks leading up to the interview and then the weeks after the interview, how the media and all the statists in the media were freaking out over the revelations given and the leak about XQ score.
Yeah, I thought that what it really did was it made, for me, Edward Snowden a very real individual who was petrified at what he was doing, and that he was,
right.
You know, like any person of courage and bravery, he was scared, but he went ahead and charged forward as he needed to. Thanks for calling in on that, Todd. Really appreciate that. 855-450-3733. I would recommend Citizen 4.
I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the superstate and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
My
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.